Bluzologija. Dvesta dva. Autor i voditelj Saša Markićević.
Dobroveče i dobrodošli. Dobrodošli u još jedno izdanje emisije Bluzologija. Na talasima 202. Niste pogrešili radiostanicu, niste pogrešili ni emisiju. Samo Sale Markićević večeras nije sa vama, pa možda ova emisija zvuči malo drugačije, makar početak. S vama ću umjesto kolege Saleta Markićevića, koji je na zasluženom odmoru, biti ja. Moje ime je Olga Kepčija, uz mene su tu i naše drage kolege Petar Sekulić, majstor tona, i Draško Šarić, producent. Bluzologija, slušamo bluz, logično je, ali ne bilo kakav. Večeras idemo na koncerte, slušat ćemo makar deliće nekih sjajnih koncertnih albuma iz prošlosti. Za sam početak idemo na koncert grupe Derek and the Dominos. Derek and the Dominos, legendarni bend, naravno Eric Clapton i ostatak ekipe. Ono što preslušamo večeras je delić albuma Life at the Fillmore. Sam album je objavljen nešto kasnije, odnosno na samo izdanje, tačnije gotovo četvrt veka kasnije. 94. je godina izdanja, dok je ovo snimljeno 23. i 24. oktobra u Fillmoristu, naravno u Njujorku, ali godine 1970. Za početak slušamo prelepu numeru Have You Ever Loved a Woman i Derek and the Dominos.
Shame.
Nakon Claptona i benda Derek and the Dominos idemo na koncert Johnnya Lee Hookera. Johnny Lee Hooker, fenomenalni, sjajni i naravno nikada zaboravljen. Album koji se zove Lone je tema večerašnje emisije, godina 76. Znači, ostajemo za početak u 70. godinama. Slušamo stvar koja se zove Baby Please Don't Go. Nedavno smo je u hitu slušali u nekoj drugoj verziji. Pesma je zaista mnogo verzija imala, ali ako treba da biramo možda najbolju i najreprezentativniju, pa to je onda upravo ova. Baby Please Don't Go i John Lee Hooker. Nakon toga, jedan od predstavnika nešto mlađe generacije, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie Ray Vaughan sigurno je i možda poznatije i možda bliže i draže ime nešto mlađim slušalcima, odnosno nešto mlađim bluzarima danas. Stevie Ray Vaughan i Texas Flood.
Sunday morning, she let me down on my bending knees a crying. She left me early that Sunday morning, on my bending knees a crying. I was begging my baby, baby, please don't go. We've been together so long, to separate this way. We've been together so long, for you to walk out on me this way. I want you to stop here and talk to me and reconsider. Give yourself just a little more time before you go. Little more time, baby. Talk to me, baby. And baby, talk to me, baby. I got a few things I want to say to you. I know I've been wrong, baby, but a whole lot of things, baby. I ain't giving you my attention, baby, like a good man should. I know every lady wanna be treated like a lady. They wanna be looked at once in a while and pay attention to them. I know, that's why I want to tell you, baby. I ain't been doing the thing that I should do. And that's why I want you to stop and believe what I said. I know I'm wrong. Give yourself a little more time, baby. Hey, 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 hey. Reconsider, reconsider, baby, before you go. reconserve. Number one Sunday morning, I found myself a crying. Ever crying. They say a man shouldn't cry. But let me talk to you, baby. Reconsider, baby. Reconsider, baby. Before you walk out the door, reconsider. Reconsider, baby. Give yourself just a little more time.
Thank you.
Kad god kažem Texas Flood, ja pomislim i na naš domaći band Texas Flood i pomislim na koliko je samo izvođača i na koliko je mladih i novih bendova Stevie Ray Vaughan ostavio utisak i na koliko njih je zaista uticao. Iz 70-ih smo eto sa Stevie Ray Vaughanom ušli u godine 80-te, a iz 80-ih ćemo lagano u 90-te, pa to je negde i logično. Album Blues Alive, Gary Moore. Gary Moore je neposredno pre ovog albuma i ove turneje gde je snimljen ovaj album objavio albume Still Got the Blues i After Hours, pa je na albumu Blues Alive upravo te pesme i svirao. Između ostalih i stvar koja se zove Story of the Blues, pa evo, neka sam Gary ispriča tu priču. Godinu prošlu 2015. nažalost pamtimo i po tome što smo ostali bez B.B. Kinga. Njega više nema, ali ga naravno pamtimo i za njega ostala zaista velika količina, ako smem tako da kažem, muzike, sjajne pesme, sjajni koncerti, za ogromna zaostavština. Slušamo B.B. King, koncert koji je relativno novog datuma iz 2011. godine, Royal Albert Hall je lokacija na kojoj je snimljeno i slušamo numeru koja je na neki način njegova lična karta, The Thrill Is Gone. A nakon toga, opet jedan mlađi predstavnik, čovek čiju muziku nazivaju High Energy Boogie Bluesom. Šta mislite ko je to? Čućete ga posle B.B. Kinga.
Singing, he was listening. But God, did he listen well? Thank you. Give it to him. I just lost the only lady I ever had. And recorded this, guess what? I ain't seen her no more. I haven't seen her.
You know I'm free, darling. I'm free from your spell.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm free, free, darling. I'm free from your spell.
Nobody knows anything. But that's not quite fair to all of us. Some of us do rehearse. Some of us do play what we feel. Then others play whatever the heck we think you like. I know you didn't know I could do that. You do when you get to be my age, you ain't that old yet.
Before I met you, I'll break a thousand more, baby. before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'll bear the bone. Bear the bone. Bear the bone. Rich woman beg, I make a good woman steal, make an old woman blush, make a young girl squeal. I'm here to tell you, honey, what I see I make my own. Here to tell you, baby, that I'm bare to the bone. Bare to the bone. Bad.
Da, da, to je George Thorogood. To je pesma koja se zove Bad to the Bone, pesma koju znam da volite i sigurna sam da ste je i prepoznali. A High Energy, Boogie Blues, tako se zapravo opisuje muzika George'a Thorogooda. A u ovoj pesmi on sam je opisao koje sve na njega uticao, pa se pozvao na neke stare autore. Ima tu i Billy Dixona i John Lee Hookera, ima tu i Chuck Berry'a i Muddy Watersa, svega u pesmi Bad to the Bone. Nakon George'a Thorogooda opet idemo malo u 70. godine, slušat ćemo Allman Brothers Band. Možda sam sa ovog njihovog live albuma mogla da odaberem neku drugu pesmu za večeras, ali ćemo ipak čuti In Memory of Elizabeth Reed iz samo jednog razloga. To je pesma koju vi često tražite. Tražili ste u hitu 202 i nedavno emisiji Long Song koju sam radila u okviru noćnog programa. Tada nismo stigli, ali večeras hoćemo za sam kraj bluzologije. Slušamo Allman Brothers Band i moja preporuka je da ostanete naravno uz 202, uz noćni program Beograda 202, a za nedelju dana će ponovo u ovom terminu sa vama biti kolega Aleksandar Markićević. Čujemo se ponovo. Laku noć i prijatno. In memory of Elizabeth Reed.